Penguin Presents Survivor by Leslie Pierce. Read by Alison Dowling. Chapter 1. Russell, New Zealand, 1931.
Mariette is so...
Miss Quigley paused. Her thin lips pursed as she searched for a suitable adjective to describe her errant pupil.
So defiant!
Belle resisted the temptation to smile at the schoolmistress's description of her 11-year-old daughter. When Belle was a child, it was often said of her, too. It was around 4:30, and Miss Quigley had called on Belle after dismissing her pupils for the day. Belle had shown the teacher into the parlour as a mark of respect, but she had no intention of offering tea, as she didn't want to encourage the woman to linger.
"I think what you are seeing is just a sign of a strong character. What exactly has she been up to that you find so distressing?"
"I have no particular incident to illustrate it, but she challenges everything I say. Just the other day I was telling the class how many New Zealand soldiers lost their lives in the Great War, and she claimed that France lost 25% of her men."
"But that's true," Belle said. "I wouldn't call it defiance to point that out, especially when her father is French and fought for his country."
It was tempting to add that Etienne had been awarded the Croix de Guerre for his courage, but he wouldn't like her to boast about that. Miss Quigley crossed her arms.
"But she has a view on everything. I also get very irritated by her teaching the other children dubious French phrases."
"I think you'll find there is nothing dubious about them. She just likes the sound of the language. I doubt very much that it is anything more than 'please pass me a pencil' or 'it's very hot today.' Both her father and I wish her to be bilingual."